Midday, I'm Lori Walsh. High school seniors are packing away their prom dresses and suits, storing their memories of the big moment when they danced to their favorite music with their best date, spent a night on the town dressed to the nines. But SDPB's Jim Kent reports from a different kind of prom in the northern Black Hills, where the seniors aren't in high school anymore.
It's a nasty spring day outside in downtown Lead. Brisk winds, temperature dropping, and light rain just turning to snow. But inside the Homestake Opera House, a few diehard promgoers are here for that big moment they'll remember for the rest of their lives.
I'm Lonnie Cross. I work at the cement plant in Rapid City.
I'm Danny Cross, and I work as a registered nurse at Fort Meade.
I'm Mim Hoff, and I'm a retired teacher.
And I'm Jim Hoff, and I'm a retired teacher.
My name is Debbie Vardaman, and I'm a wife and a homemaker.
I'm David Vardaman, her husband, and live with her here in Lead, and I work up at the Sanford Lab. I'm a geotechnical engineer and city commissioner.
Wait a minute. Live with her? Retired teacher? Wife and homemaker? Just what's going on here?
I'm throwing a senior citizen prom for my senior experience project. Sydney Heyman, Lead Deadwood High School. I'm a senior. A couple of years ago, there was a girl that did the same thing, and I was like, this would be so much fun. It was such a hit, and it was a blast, and I enjoyed it so much that was what I wanted to do.
On the agenda is some punch, non-alcoholic, music, and Sydney hopes lots of nostalgia.
Bring back memories of when you were in high school and going back in time. It's just something that you only get to do so many times in your life, and sometimes it's fun to live over again.
As for those high school memories,
did you go to your senior prom?
Yes, I did. It was Stairway to Heaven in Falkland, South Dakota.
What was that like?
It was wonderful. But I wasn't sober, and now I'm sober.
I attended it, don't remember it. That was back in the age of leisure suits. And I got rid of that a long time ago.
I went to my junior prom, but I didn't go to my senior prom.
Why not?
Because a guy asked me and I didn't want to go with him.
It wasn't a big deal to you not being able to
go?
No,
it wasn't. It was when I was a junior, because the juniors did all the decorating and all the ideas and everything for the prom. But when you were a senior, you just went, and that was the only thing.
I went to both my junior and senior prom and had a great time at both. You know, it just seemed like the thing you did. You know, actually, as I remembered, it was pretty tame. You know, the Beach Boys were big.
I did go to my senior prom in Golden, Colorado. Oh, it was a wonderful night. I went with my best friend's older brother. So there was no pressure. It's just a lot of fun.
Unfortunately, no. I had to leave before high school before the prom was held. You remember all that all your life, that you missed out on that.
So this is your senior
first senior prom I've been to.
How do you feel about that?
Kind of hilarious. Like, never too late.
Okay.
And of course the song, Staying Alive by the Bee Gees, just perfect.
I like it. I'm having fun because we got the dance floor.
Oh, I'm having a ball.
Well, it's great fun to come and see the young people that are here and doing this, and what great people they are that they are doing this. But it's fun for us to just go out and dance to music that is really quite a bit younger than what we danced to probably when I went to my senior prom.
And of course the song, Staying Alive by the Bee Gees, just perfect.
Do you do John Travolta?
I'm not anywhere near as good as John.
And your 2016 Senior Citizen Queen is Mim Hoff.
South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent at the first Lead Deadwood High School Seniors Prom, where at least one Bee Gees fan is finally attending his first senior prom.